Welcome to all those that are joining us for the Shir on Likutei Halachos. We're in Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Masa Umatan, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Beis. Before we begin, something very important. Pidyon Nefesh, anyone that wants their name to be mentioned at the Kever of Rabbi Nachman, and Tfilos to be said on their behalf, on their families, will be accepting those names. Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 10 in Likutei Moran, paragraph 4, Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, page 116, where the Gemara says, "Mi sheyesh loy choyle betoich beisoy, yelech etzel chochom v'yevake sholav rachmin." If a person has someone that's ill in their home, they should go to a chochom and have the chochom be mispal for them. And Rabbi Nachman writes, "Ki ikar hatfila einom yoidim kiim tzadikei ador," because the only ones who have the greatest appreciation for prayer and who really understand everything that a person needs to understand about tfila is the tzadikim of the generation. And he mentions there that there are people who have gaifa, who have arrogance, and they don't want to go to tzadikim, and they try to discourage others from going to tzadikim. They say you can pray for yourself. You don't need anybody else to pray for you. And we find by Avimelech that Hashem said to Avimelech, "Go to Avram Avinu and ask him to be mispalel for you." Because again, there's a pasuk, "Tzadik Moishel Beiras Elokim." When a tzadik prays, he has the ability, the Gemara says clearly in Moed Katan, page 16, he has the ability to override a decree from Hashem. Hashem says, "I rule over everything in the world. Who rules over me?" This is the wording in the Gemara, and the Gemara answers, "Tzadik." As the pasuk says, "Tzadik Moishel Beiras Elokim." We know the Gemara also tells us that tzadikim are greater in their passing than they are during their lifetime. We find in the case of Kolev ben Yefuna with the Meraglim, there were 10 Meraglim that failed in their mission and 2 that succeeded. And the 2 that succeeded, Yehoshua's success was because his rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for him. The tefillah, "Ko Yoshiacho me'atzas Meraglim," may Hashem save you and protect you from falling in with the bad plan of the spies, the Meraglim. Kolev ben Yefuna traveled to Hebron, which was a dangerous place to travel to in those days. There were giants roaming around. The Zohar Kodesh questions this. How was he able to go to a place of danger? The Torah says we're not allowed to. And the Zohar Kodesh answers that he knew that to go there was dangerous. Not to go there was more dangerous. And sure enough, he was successful. He beseeched the Avos, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, to be mispalel for him, and these 2 were successful. I hope that we'll be successful in our tefillos in Uman on behalf of all those that are included, and all of us will have all the refuas and yeshuas that we need. We, our families, friends, all of Klal Yisrael, Mitzvashim. Paragraph Beis. We were on the topic of bitochin, a person having complete trust and reliance on Hashem only, and looking to Hashem for my salvation. V'zeh b'chinas ma she'omar Yirmiyah li Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we could understand the words that Yirmiyahu Hanavi, the prophet Yirmiyah, said to the Jewish nation, as appears in chapter 2, in Yirmiyah chapter 2, pasuk 31, "Hador atem re'u dvar Hashem." Look and see the word of Hashem. V'dorshu Rabbi Senazal, and Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas Beshalach, says, "Shimu loynemar." Note, it doesn't say listen to the word of Hashem, ela re'u. It says look, see the word of Hashem. Mikan, Rashi points out over there, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, "Shehoitzi lohem tzinsenes hamon." Moshe Rabbeinu took out the jar of mon to show the Jews, "Va'omar lohem," and he said to them, "Re'u b'ma nisparnasu avoseichem." I'm sorry, this is referring to Yirmiyahu Hanavi showing the Jews at that time, "Look at how your forefathers were supported. by Hashem, miraculously, because the Jews in the desert were sustained purely, they lived purely on bitachon, on trust in Hashem. There were no jobs available at the time. Sheze b'chinas hamon sheyorad lahem b'lishum asiyah ve'esek u'masumat n'klal. This is referring to the mon that Hashem sent down for the Jewish people without any business transactions, without any going to work whatsoever. V'hakol hoyo b'zchus Moshe. And everything that the Jews received in the desert, especially the mon, the Gemara tells us, was in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Hadas. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Das. He's the one who taught the Jewish people about Hashem, Torah, V'doiroi Doir Deya. And therefore his generation is referred to as the enlightened generation. Shehimshich bohem Das Godol Kol Kach. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to infuse the Jewish people with such a high level of recognition of Hashem, Das, ad shehoyu mechavnim einei daitom lehistakel bebitochen Hashem Yisborach levad, to the point where the Jews in that generation were able to focus their eyes and their concentration only on Hashem, with complete trust in Hashem, ad sheyorad lohem hamon arboim shonot varyoim biyoimoy, to the point where this resulted in the mon coming down on a daily basis for 40 years. V'zeh b'chinas hanisoyon hanemar b'mon. And with this we could understand also what the Torah points out was the main test of the Jewish people regarding the mon. K'moy shekosuf, as it says there in Parshas B'shalach, hineni mamtir lochem lechem min hashamayim. Hashem says, I will be raining down upon you bread from heaven, food from heaven. Why? Leman anasenu, in order to test you. Ki ikar hanisoyon, what's the main test of a Jew regarding parnosa, regarding livelihood? Im yischasku bebitochon b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. If the person will be able to strengthen themselves and renew themselves every day with new trust and faith in Hashem, v'lo yachshivu v'yaharu machshava acheres, and not to think any other thought, that there's any other possibility, lidoig b'shvil parnosa, to worry about parnosa, leimor saying, ma nase im lo yeret hamon mocha, what will we do if the mon will not come down tomorrow? Not to allow any such thought to enter our minds, but rather rak yischasku bebitochon bechol yoyim v'yoyim, but rather to fortify ourselves with trust and faith in Hashem every single day, shehashem yisporach yitein lohem bevadai ochlom beitoy, that Hashem will definitely provide for our needs at the right time. Ukimuvan sham beparsha. That this was the main test of the Jewish people regarding the mon, asher al kein nitztavu, where for this reason Hashem commanded them, ish al yoser mimenu ad boiker, no person is allowed to leave over any mon for the following morning, but rather you have to finish today's mon today. V'al kein be'emes nimtzu bohem anoshim, asher hisiru mimenu. And this is why we find that the truth was that there were people who didn't listen and they left over the mon for the next day. Vayiktsoy falehem Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu was angry at them. Ki ikr yiridas hamon hu alidei bitochon. Because the main power that brings the mon down to the world is this complete trust in Hashem. Livtoyach b'Hashem Yisporach levad, where the person puts their trust and faith only in Hashem. This is the concept of what we spoke about before, of looking, focusing my eyes on Hashem. Shalideze levad oisim gvul uzman lahashefa. Rav Nosson says it's only by accomplishing this that a person creates boundaries lahashefa, for the flow of sustenance coming down from heaven, Shalidze Yordo Haparnosolahem in Ashamayim Levad. And this is what resulted in the Jews in the desert receiving their food from heaven only. There was no fields to plant, there was no agriculture, there was nothing else. Complete reliance only on this miracle food coming from heaven. V'chein omer Rabbi Senuzal, and so too our rabbis tell us in Medrash Rabbah, shebishvil ze yorat lohem hamon b'chol yoyim v'loy b'pam echod al kama yomim, that it's for this reason that Hashem followed this procedure of giving the Jews man on a daily basis, not giving them a week's supply or a month's supply, kidei sheyislu einehem lamoroim, so that we should be put into a position where we must look heavenward every single day. We have to look up to Hashem all the time for a new delivery. Hainu kanal, as we explained before, kidei sheyeh lohem bitochon chazak, so that we should have real powerful trust and faith. Vizehu shomar lohem Yirmiyahu, and this is what Yirmiyahu Novi said to the people of his generation, kisherotzo sheyasku batoira, to do tshuva and to be involved, to spend their time studying Torah, v'yizchasku bebitochein levad, and to strengthen themselves in focusing only on their trust in Hashem, nothing else, no alternatives, no other options or choices, ad shetovoy lehem haparnosa min hashamayim levad b'li shum esek, to the point where they'll be zeichah, they'll be privileged to receive parnosa directly from Hashem only, without any intermediaries, without having to go to work, without having to conduct any business. Kemoy sheyorat hamon lavoseinu, just as when the man came down for our forefathers in previous generations in the desert. Al kein omar lohem, this is why Yirmiyahu Novi used these words, Re'u dvar Hashem, see, look at the word of Hashem. What do you mean? What kind of word term is that? Re'u daika, Rav Nosson Zal says, note the word that he used. Hainu shehoidia lahem, he was informing the Jewish people, she'ikar hamshochas haparnosa hu alidei koya horo'us levad, that the main way that we draw parnosa from Hashem is dependent on the definition we gave for vision, that oir yoshar and oir choizer, that beam of light coming out from our eyes looking to Hashem, and then that beam of light bouncing back to us. Shehu bechinas bitochin, which we showed earlier, that's a description of bitochin, trust in Hashem, where it says, Sivroi al Hashem aloikov, Einei choil eilecho yisaberu, all eyes are looking to you, Hashem, and yearning to you. Shalidei shehoodom mistakel bebitochin rak laHashem yisporach levad, by a Jew being able to follow these instructions perfectly, that I'm looking only to Hashem with complete trust, yochoy lahamshir parnosa b'moyadoy u'bizmanoy, the person will be able to draw and receive their parnosa when they need it at the right time, b'lishum siba ve'esek klal, without any intermediaries, without having to have any business transaction, or without any intermediary whatsoever. Rak shetovoy loy haparnosa min hashamayim, but rather that it should be clear to the person that their parnosa is being delivered directly from Hashem, kemoy yiridas hamon mamish, just as when the Jews were in the desert, when they received the man, where it was perfectly clear to everybody that this was a delivery from Hashem to the Jewish people, no assistance needed by anybody else. Shehoyo rak al yidei bitochin, where their sustenance, their survival, was only through bitochin. Note how many times Rav Nosson Zal repeated the word levad and rak. Rav Nosson Zal had what to write. There was no reason for him to repeat himself unless he understood that this has to be emphasized. He wants to make it perfectly clear to us that if a person is thinking, of course Hashem, everything is from Hashem, but also, a minute person is thinking that, but also they're not in this category. They can't necessarily be assured that they will receive this guarantee of lechem and hashamayim, etc., etc. It's only the more a person works on themselves that there's no alternative. There's nothing else. Ein oid milvadoi. There's only Hashem. And I want my parnasa from Hashem. If Hashem decides that it has to go through any intermediaries, that's his business. But I will never, never attribute my parnasa to my job, to my rich uncle, to my... It's Hashem. Hashem sometimes designates a shliach, and I thank the person, and I respect that person for the fact that Hashem chose them to be his messenger to deliver my parnasa. But I always have it perfectly clear in my mind that it's Hashem who's giving me my paycheck, not my company, not my client, not my boss, not my rich uncle. It's Hashem. A little bit of humor, my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, just like all true Talmidei Chachamim, had a sense of humor. And he loved to tell over a good joke. He said that one time, on the night of Yom Kippur, and all the women are crying, praying, hoping to Hashem that Hashem will bless them and their families with a good year, with good health, with sustenance, with children. And there was one woman that was sitting in the shul stoically, sitting very straight and tall, not shedding a tear, not even an iota of a resemblance of concern or fear or worry of any sort. And periodically the women would glance at her to see, is she melting, is she softening? Nothing at all. At the end of the prayer, one of the women went over to her respectfully and said, can I ask you a question? You didn't seem to be worried or concerned at all about the year, the coming year. Can you tell me your secret? She said, of course. If Hashem will give me a good year, fine. If not, I have my sister in St. Louis. I'll go to my sister. Most of us don't have a sister in St. Louis or Albuquerque that we want to put our faith in the same way we want to put our faith and trust in Hashem. Ein oid milvadoi, only Hashem. Parnasa is only from Hashem. Health is only from Hashem. Children is only from all the blessings are only from Hashem. There's no other choice. I have no one else to turn to Hashem other than you. I'm going on a job interview. I'm doing this, of course. I'm going through the motions because we're living in a materialistic world. Hashem designed it in such a way so that there should be bechira. So, but I know. How do I know? Because the tzaddik has told me, Moshe Rabbeinu and all the tzaddikim in every single generation who are the ones who open our eyes and give us this das. Rabbeinu Zal said that most people, when chas v'shalom, there's a crisis, somebody's very ill, first they run to doctors and then they run to other people. And as a last resort, when there's nothing else has helped, they run to the Aron Kodesh. They open up the Aron Kodesh in the shul and scream, Hashem, please help me. Rabbeinu Zal said, if people would simply reverse the order, if they would go first to Hashem and pray and plead with Hashem for a refuah, for a yeshua, for whatever it is, very likely, very often, they wouldn't have to come on to so many other alternatives, so many other possibilities. Paragraph Gimel, Nimtza. So therefore we see, Shemasu Matan Be'emuna Shel Yisrael, Hu Rak Lahamshich Oyer HaYosher V'Oyer HaChoyzer. That the business transactions that Jews conduct, everything we do down here on earth, towards Parnasa, what it's really all about, it's really all about activating this Oyer Yoshar and Oyer Choyzer, this light that's going from us towards Hashem and the light coming back. Shaydeze Nasekli, that's what creates the vessel, Shezeo Bechinas Bitochin, which is this Bitochin, this trust and faith in Hashem, which is the vessel into which we can receive the flow of bounty from Hashem. Because the main force behind all of our business and work is It's all about strengthening this vessel, which is created through bitochon. V'alkein osur lehishtateif emoivdei kechovim, and it's for this reason that we are forbidden to conduct business with non-Jews, mishum v'shem elekim acherim loisaskiru, because the Torah tells us, do not mention the names of idols. Ki ikar hakli, dahainu sheteret hashefa begvul zman, zenasa ide koyach harolis. Because we said, the main thing that generates this vessel into which the Shefa can come down at the right time and in the right place is generated through this vision, this Oyer Yosher and Oyer Choyzer. V'ikr b'chinas Oyer Yosher v'Oyer Choyzer anasa yidei koyach ha-ru'us hu rak kishemechavnin u'metzamsimin ha-ru'us le'eze dovor shemistaklin olav. And the effectiveness of this Oyer Yosher and Oyer Choyzer is dependent on the degree that we concentrate and focus our attention to the thing that we're looking at. Ukimavur mizeh b'atoyr anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this in the chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 76, that this halacha is based on, and also ubahatoyr v'ayomer boyaz al rus, also in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, ubahatoyr ashrei ha'om. And in chapter 16 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains the concept of hashgocha proti, of the supervision of Hashem upon the Jewish people, versus how Hashem looks at the rest of the world. V'haklal, to summarize what it says in those places, she'ein yecholen lirois dovor, likach hadovor letoy chadas, a person cannot really see something clearly to bring it into their brain, dahainu letzairoi bedatoi, to form a picture of that item in their brain, kiim kishekoyach haru'us hoylech mechuvan loisei dover, unless the beam of light that comes out from their eye is focused and concentrated only on that object. Ubo elov bahakor, and then the image of that object is brought back into the eye and brain of the person because it struck the object. A person shot a bullet. They shot a laser beam of light coming out of their eye towards that object. It strikes that object, and it brings the image of that object back into the eye. She'oz choyzer horus leinov alidei ha-hakor. That's when this image returns to the eyes of the person through this striking, v'nitztayer hadover beinov, and the image of that item appears in the eye, in the brain. V'oz roya hadover, and then it registers, then the person knows what they saw. V'zehu biatzmoy, this is what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in chapter 13 and in these other places. V'zehu biatzmoy b'chinas koyach oyer hayoshor v'orachoyzer, and this is exactly the same concept that's being discussed in our chapter of Likutei Moran about this Oyer Yosher and Oyer Choyzer, this light that's going forward and coming back. Shenimshach al yidei koyach ha-ru'us, which is activated through the power of sight. Ukemevor batoranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains. V'alkein osur lehishtateif emoivdei kechovim, and this is why we're forbidden to partner with goyim, ki hashefa shel Yisroel yoredes derech hakdusha, because the shefa, the sustenance of the Jewish people, comes down to us via the channel of holiness, machmas shemaminim b'Hashem Yisborach, because we believe in Hashem, ubetuchen boi levad, and we place our trust only in Hashem. V'yoydim, and we know, ki kol hashefa v'aparnosa meita Yisborach, that all shefa and livelihood comes from Hashem. Ki hu yisporach mashgiach b'hashkocha protis al kol dvorim sheboilam. Because Hashem himself supervises in detail over every single thing in the world. V'hu yoyshev u'mechalkel u'mefarnes mikarnei re'emim v'ad beitzei kinim. And Hashem is the one who supports and sustains the rams and the eggs of the lice, from the biggest thing to the smallest thing. The kamo de izdabeg barnash lesato, Hochi misnagin imei meleila. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, in the same manner, according to what a person attaches themselves to down here on earth, that's how they conduct themselves towards that person from heaven. Dahainu, which means, kemoi she'onu ma'aminin, she'haparnosa bo b'hashkochas Hashem Yisborach levad, to the degree and in the manner that we believe that our parnosa comes only from the direct supervision of Hashem, kemoikein hu yisborach mashgiach aleinu b'hashkocha shleima. That's what assures us, that's what guarantees that Hashem will supervise and look carefully at us with complete hashkocha. Bebechinas koyach haruus, kavyocha with Hashem's eyes. Kavyocha, when Hashem is looking at us and a laser beam is coming out from the eyes of Hashem and striking us and bouncing back into the eyes of Hashem, bringing our image back into the eyes of Hashem. Ukimavura b'hatoyra ashrei yom hashgocha. As Rabbi Nizal explains and elaborates on this over there in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, he shows that towards Klal Yisrael, it's a complete hashgocha. It's two-directional. Whereas to the non-Jews, to the rest of the world, it's half vision. Rabbi Nizal explains this over there in Likutei Moran. V'alkein yoyredes haparnosa v'hashefo oleinu, me'itoy levad, and therefore, through this, the parnosa and shefa comes down to us only from Hashem, ve'ein lahaklipois yenika mishon. And the negative forces, the forces of tuma, the sitrachra, the klipois, are not able to grab from there, to take from there. Whereas the non-Jews, the horishoyim hakoifrim, eino maminim b'Hashem Yisborach b'shleimus, the ikar hakfira shalahem, their main denial, their main issue is bebechinas oir hachoizer, regarding that light that bounces back. Shenase alidei hatzimtzum, which is achieved through constriction. Shemechavnen hadas, whereby the person focuses their attention, v'horus, and their sight, bekivun ubetzimtzum lamokoim shetzrichim, to the place that we need to focus. Ad shechoizer b'hakol le'enov kanal. And as a result of that, that beam of light strikes the object that we're looking at and bounces back and returns into our eye. Rabbi Nizal shows over there in Likutei Moran chapter 13 that here again, depending on how far away the thing that I'm looking at is, if it's close by, then this laser beam shoots out, bounces right back. If it's in the distance, as this laser beam is traveling, it could get dispersed. It's not concentrated necessarily the same way. It's not like a wire anymore, but it expands a little bit. So it's not that focused and precise, and therefore it doesn't bring back a clear image into my eye. When I look at something that's far away from me and I can't see clearly what it is, the reason is because that beam of light that came out from my eye towards that item, when it was traveling, the distance it was traveling, it became scattered. It became dispersed a little, scattered to the sides. And therefore, it's not able to bring back the image. It doesn't strike that image powerfully enough, well enough, to be able to bring that image back into my eyes. Aval kishalu'us nispazer minatzad. Whereas, when our vision, when that laser beam of light coming out of my eyes, when it scatters to the sides, ve'enoy bo b'hakol adover, it doesn't strike the bullseye. It doesn't strike exactly at the item that I'm looking at, sheroit zeliroit, the item that I want to see, oz einoy royes hadavar kanal. Then I don't see the item. Either I don't see it at all, or I can't make out what it is. I see something, but I can't see what it is. Ukemoikein be'emunas habitochin b'Hashem Yisborach. And so too, it's the same thing regarding faith and trust in Hashem. Iker hapigam shel ha'akum va'koifrim hu she'ein metzamsemim einei daitom l'Hashem Yisborach. The main mistake of the non-Jews and the non-believers is that they don't concentrate, they don't constrict their brain to Hashem, to limit it only to Hashem. ki be'emes, because the truth is, rubam kikula maminim b'metzias Hashem Yisborach. The majority of them do believe and do recognize a concept of a creator. Aval ikar ha'kfirus shalohem hu b'hashkocha ha'protius. But their main denial, their problem, their issue is believing that Hashem is supervising every single person in the world and every bird and every tree and every leaf on a tree. Ki oimrim, because they say, Shashem Yisborach godoil v'na'ale umaroimam v'niskav kol kach, that Hashem is so great and so exalted and so high, at she'i'efshe letzayer bedas, Shashem Yisborach yashgiach b'zeh oilam b'ashkoch ha'protis, to the point where it's impossible to think that Hashem would lower himself to be supervising every detail of what's going on in this world. And this leads them to deny and to reject the entire Torah, which is dependent on this faith in the concept of Hashgacha Proti. Aval be'emes, but Rav Nosson says the truth is, afra lepumayu. This is an expression in the Gemara when a person really wants to express how negative they feel towards someone else. V'yemole piem chatzatz, and let their mouths be filled with sawdust. Ki nivar libom midas amiti, because their hearts have strayed from the truth, from the true das. Ki heimatim esatzman, because these people are fooling themselves, ki'ilu heim magdilim u'magbiim kvoido yisporach, as if they're the ones who have the real respect for Hashem, by saying shelaroyv roimemusa yisporach, that because Hashem is so great and so exalted, ein roy chas v'shalom shiashgiach al oilam hashofar hazeh, it would be beneath the dignity of Hashem and that Hashem should be supervising this lowly, materialistic, physical world. V'tipach rucham v'nishmosam, but let their spirits and souls terminate. Ki heim roitzim lehasig gdulosa yisborach ulohovin darkei hanagos yisborach, because they're trying to present an image that they want to understand Hashem. They really understand what Hashem is all about. And they understand the behavior, how Hashem conducts himself, what Hashem can do and can't do, what he wants to do and doesn't want to do. Ki adarabah, because it's the exact opposite of what they're saying. Zehu ikar gdulosei v'ramimusei. This is the real greatness of Hashem. This is the real exaltedness of Hashem. Ki b'mekoyim gdulosei, shoma tamoitzei anvesanusei. As the Gemara says in many places, where you find Hashem's greatness, there you find Hashem's humility. As it says in the Navi Yeshaya, Ki koi omar rom v'nisa, so has spoken the Exalted One, Shoichena, the one who lives forever, the Kodosh Shemoi, his name is Holiness, Moroim the Kodosh, the ultimate, exalted and holy. Moroim v'kodosh eshkoim, I reside with the greatest exalted holiness, the esdaka ushfal ruach, and also with the small, with the little people, with the humble people. K'moshem Rabbi Senosal, as the Gemara expounds on this. Ki im hoyo gatlus Hashem Yisborach rak kefi havonas das ha'odom, because if the greatness of Hashem were limited to the understanding of man, what we understand, how we perceive Hashem, imkein chas v'sholom hayaketz legadlusoi, then there would be a limit to Hashem's greatness. Ki das ha'odom boser v'dom yesh lo ketz u'gvul, because our intellect is limited, it's finite. Avol be'emes, but the truth is, daitoi meroimo midaitenu. Hashem's das is way, way above our das. U'kamay shekosuv, as it says over there in the prophet Yeshaya, ki govu shamayim me'eretz, kein govu drochay midarcheichem, u'machshevoisem imachshevoisechem. as high up, as high and removed, heaven is from earth, so too Hashem says, are the ways of Hashem from your ways, and the thoughts of Hashem from your thoughts. You can't possibly perceive and understand in any way the ways of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, be'emes, the truth is, adarabba, the exact opposite of what those people are saying. Zehu gidulosei v'raymemusei yisporah. This is the greatness and the exaltedness of Hashem. Shehu meroymom v'niskov lemala mitfisas das odom. That Hashem is way, way above anything we can possibly perceive. At shelaroyv gdulosei v'raymemusei, to the point where Hashem is so great and so high that hu mashkiach b'hashkocha protis al kol davar shaboylam, that he has the ability to supervise every single detail of everything going on in the world. As it says in a pasuk in Mishlei, b'chol mokoyim einei Hashem tsoyois v'royis. In every possible place and location, the eyes of Hashem look and see. And even though it's impossible for us to understand this based on our limited intellect, we put our intellect aside completely, and we believe in this with faith. Because this is the real perfection of intellect of a Jew, to limit and constrict our das. Ulahavin ulahaskil she'ef shelahavin drochav anagos v'izborach. And to understand and realize that it's impossible for us to understand the ways of Hashem and how Hashem behaves. V'lismoich al emuna levad. And to rely only on faith. As our holy forefathers passed this down to us, asher shibru es gufam legamri, our holy forefathers who broke their materialistic desires, they broke their gashmias, they defeated the Yetzirah completely, v'zochu lahasig emuna shlema, and they were zochu to achieve complete faith in Hashem, v'aleihem levad anu tzrichen lismoich. And it's only on them that we need to rely on, v'leilich bedarcheim, and to follow their path. Now we know that there were even rabbis in Klal Yisrael, some of them great rabbis, who struggled with emuna in hashkocha prati. However, Rabbeinu Zal and many other great tzaddikim wrote that those rabbis were influenced by philosophy, and this is what robbed them of the ability to constrict their das and seichel, and to be able to accept 100% emuna in hashgacha prati. There are these two directions in Klal Yisrael, but again, we follow the path of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the other great tzaddikim who lived during the time of the Rishonim, who blasted these opinions. A question was asked, if a person looks at something they shouldn't be looking at, it bounces back and leaves a negative imprint. The answer is definitely yes. The Sifrei Musar write about this, that this is one of the worst forms of damage that's done when a person looks at something that they shouldn't look at, that it's not just that momentary look, but again, this gets imprinted, engraved in the person's brain, and sometimes 10 years later, 30 years later, the person will suddenly be reminded of that thing that they looked at. And the person says, wow, I forgot about that. You didn't forget. It was registered. It's on a disc in your brain. It's there. Can it be removed? Is it possible to remove? The answer is, of course, through tefillah and Torah and tshuva. There's a Mishnah in Machshirim. I don't remember the quote right now, where the Mishnah says that through water, where machshir certain things, and the Arizal, I believe, is Sifrei Kabbalah, so says, quote that Mishnah, telling us that tears are the detergent that can wash away sins and can wash away these negative imprints in the brain, chas v'shalom, to get them to disappear completely.
when we're talking about the Or Yashar and Or Chozer, so we, in observation of the physical world, the eye doesn't send out a light that strikes the object and then comes back. The light comes from a light source and strikes the object and then goes to the eye. So how can we manage with these two?
This concept of Or Yashar and Chozer is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. So even if we today, when we study science or we study things, the way it's presented in the Torah HaKdosha is in this manner, that there is something that's going out from the eye, striking the object, and bringing it back into the eye, which is connected to the brain, and that's how it registers there. So whether science is not aware of this at all, or whether it's another way of looking at it, another way of defining it, this is definitely the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. This concept of Or Yashar and Or Chozer.
When you're saying there's something going out of it and he's actually damaging the eye.
The whole concept of Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara. That a person looking at somebody else's new brand new car or new house or this. Rav Nosson Zal has a lot on this topic in Chosh Mishpat. In the laws of where he speaks about Hezek Re'iyah, and there he goes into tremendous detail and depth, which the Gemara speaks about. That again, when people have adjacent properties, you have to put up a fence, and it's got to be big enough that you can't look into the other. What do you mean, look in? If I look, it's going to do something? The answer is definitely yes. And the power of Bilam, the power of Rishoim, and Lahavdil, the power of Tzadikim, by looking. The wording in the Gemara, that Nosan Boyenov, that a Rasha conducted himself in an extremely disrespectful way, and it says that Tzadik placed his eyes, Nosan Boyenov, he gave his eyes to that person, and the person turned into a pile of bones. There's a Pasuk, Rak Be'enecho Sabit, Pasuk in Tehillim, in the chapter Yoshe Beseser Elyon. The Pasuk says, you have only to look with your eyes, and you will see the Rishoim get paid. So the Arizal says, this. We have the privilege of telling over a Dvar Torah that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Livracha, and again, it's very relevant. The Arizal says that there is a name of Hashem, which is one of the very powerful names of Hashem that's used to punish the Rishoim, to punish Rishoim or to eliminate Rishoim. And he says this name of Hashem, Tuf, Chaf, Hey. Those three letters. Tuf, Chaf, Hey. And the Arizal says that these letters follow the letters of Hashem's name, Shin Dalad Yud, the famous name Shakai, that appears on the mezuzah. After Shin comes Tuf, after Dalad comes Hey, after Yud comes Chaf. These three letters, Tuf, Chaf, Hey, are a very powerful name of Hashem that Hashem uses to destroy the Rishoim. And the Arizal says that this name of Hashem appears in many places. For example, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Mitzri beating up the Jew, he wanted to kill the Jew, Moshe Rabbeinu killed him using a name of Hashem. The Arizal says, which name of Hashem was it? He says, I'll show you. The following day, when he saw Dosan Vaviram, two Jews fighting, and he said to them, Rasha, Lomo Sakereyecha, you evil person, why are you hitting your friend? And the response was, Halahorgeni Atoimer, are you saying that to kill me like you killed the Egyptian yesterday? They revealed the fact that they had witnessed, they had seen Moshe Rabbeinu killed him, and they saw how he did it by using a name of Hashem. Which name? The name Tof Chof Hei. When Moshe Rabbeinu said those words, Rosh Olomo Sake. Sake is those letters Tof Chof Hei. But in the case of Dosan Vaviram, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't pull the trigger. He didn't use it completely. And the Arizal says that this name of Hashem appears in many places. For example, we know the two major holidays, Hanukkah and Purim, are two major holidays when Klal Yisrael was opposed by enemies. On Hanukkah, the Greeks wanted to destroy us spiritually. On Purim, Haman HaRasha, who wanted to destroy us physically. Lahashmed L'Aragel Abed, the Arizal says that the words Chanukah, Purim, are Begematria Tav Chaf Hei, 425. And again, the Arizal says the pasuk we quoted earlier, Rak Be'enecha Sabit, you have only to look with your eyes and see the Rishon get paid. The Arizal says the word Sabit, Tav Beis Yud Tes, is 421, and plus the four letters, it's Tav Chaf Hei. It's this name of Hashem that's activated when a tzaddik looks at a rasha in that kind of way to bring about, to eliminate the rasha. We say Aleinu, the tefillah of Aleinu that we say every single day, Aleinu l'shabeach, which the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should have tremendous kavana when we say this tefillah. This tefillah was originally written by Yehoshua when he first came into Eretz Yisrael and he wanted to bring about the wall of Yericho, the wall of Jericho, which was a very powerful wall which nobody could bring it down. It says the Jews circled the wall seven times and they blew shofars. And Yehoshua said that tefillah, the tefillah of Aleinu, V'alkein nekavelecha Hashem Aleikeinu, and therefore we yearn to you, Hashem, we pray to you, lirois mehera besif eres uzecha, to be zoicha to see quickly the beauty of your power, of your strength, lehaavir gilulim in oretz, to eliminate all idols and idol worship from the world. The last letters of Mehera Bisiferes Uzecha. Lirois to see. Note, Lirois to see. Mehera Bisiferes Uzecha. The last letters of Mehera Bisiferes Uzecha are this name of Hashem, Tav Chaf Hei, which is the name of Hashem used to remove Rishon from the world. And the Arizal says also when we say Uvol Etzion every morning, we say at the end of Uvol Etzion, we speak about our bitachon, our trust in Hashem. V'yiftu v'cha yoydei shmecha, those who know your name. V'yiftu v'cha yoydei shmecha, those who know the name of Hashem, we put our trust and faith in you. Ki lo yozafto dorshecha Hashem. Because you, Hashem, will never forsake those who seek you, those who look to you. The last letters of ozafto dorshecha Hashem, again, are this special name of Hashem, Tav Chaf Hei, which is the name that serves as a tremendous protection for Klal Yisrael and to eliminate our enemies. So we see that there definitely is this eye that gives forth, that can give forth a bullet, a laser beam that can destroy, or the opposite, the Toivayin, which gives bracha. When a person looks favorably at something, the pasuk says, Toivayin hu yevoirach, that a person who has a good eye, that person is blessed, and that person can give the bracha, that person can give blessing. We mentioned in the past that Esav, when he came to attack Yaakov Avinu, he brought with him an army of 400 men. Why 400? 400 is bigimatria, Ayin Ra, evil eye. Yaakov Avinu, when he's about to leave the world and he wants to give brachos to the 12 tribes, he's blessing the famous Birkos Yaakov, the blessings of Yaakov Avinu. The Parsha begins, Parshas Vayechi begins by telling us that Yaakov Avinu lived in Egypt 17 years and his total life was 147 years, which means 17 years in Egypt, 130 years in Eretz Yisrael. 17 is Toiv, 130 is Ayin, Ayin Yud Nun, 70 plus 10 plus 50. And Toiv Ayin Hu Yevoirach, this is the introduction, this is how Parshas Vayechi begins, with Yaakov Avinu giving the brachos to Klal Yisrael, to all the 12 tribes. We should be zeicha to be under the Toiv Ayin of Hashem. Under the pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, Tomid, that the whole holiness and blessing of Eretz Yisrael is because of Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo. The eyes of Hashem are constantly focused on Eretz Yisrael. May Reishis Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah, Ad Achris Hashanah, to the end of the year. Right now we're in Elul, the month of Elul, at the end of the year, and we're moving towards Reishis Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. We should be zecher that the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of Tzaddikim should be upon us to give us the brachas that we need now, all the brachas that we need, Baruchnius and Begashmius, that the year should close with good health, with Shefa, with Ashirus Digdusha, with Simcha for all of Klal Yisrael, and the final defeat of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael, whom Hashem wants to see defeated. We just heard the news this morning that from the north and the south, you have the Hamas in the south, you have Hezbollah in the north, they're both shooting at Eretz Yisrael. They're shooting, the Hamas is making fires, trying to burn down Eretz Yisrael, and Hezbollah shot something yesterday also. And our eyes are turned to Hashem, to focus, we put our faith and trust in Hashem, that Hashem is the protector of Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael all over the world, and we ask Hashem to protect all of us, including the army and the air force, the Jewish boys in the army and the air force and navy. They should know, they should look to Hashem for protection, for guidance, for support, and be zeichet to see the final Yeshua with the coming of Moshiach. Amen.
Have a safe trip, Rav Natson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rav Natson. Have a easy trip. Thank you.
All of us.
Thank you very much, Rav Natson.
You too. I hope you'll all continue to be with us in the Shir tomorrow and all the subsequent days, Mr. Shimon.